From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In about an hour and a half, we're going to find out how many jobs got added to the economy in December. And now, just as important as the number of jobs is how much those jobs are paying. Wages are supposed to go up when unemployment is low, and it is very low, lowest in 50 years. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, wages still have room to grow.
Wage gains were stuck around 3% a year in 2019. They rose well over 4% in the economic booms of the late 90s and mid-2000s. Berkeley economist Jesse Rothstein says the current job market probably isn't as tight as 3.5% unemployment suggests.
There are people who are not actively looking for work, but are on the margins. People who are not in a way fully employed, driving a little bit for Uber on the side. They might still be available to take a real job if one becomes available.
So employers may not feel much pressure to raise wages to keep the workers they already have, like Idaho grocery clerk Mark Pemble, who says he makes $15 an hour.
In the last 3 years, my hourly pay has not gone up at all. You know, honestly, the cost of living is not easy to handle.
A recent survey by Morning Consult finds Americans' confidence about their personal finances hasn't improved much in the past year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.